Bodmin Moor is one of the last great unspoiled areas in the southwest. The upland moorland and its wealth of archaeological remains seemingly untouched by the modern world. At one time, the moor was densely forested, but during the Bronze Age, the area became settled and the trees were cleared, the early farmers creating long strips of land with boundaries of low, stony banks, known as reeves. The edge of the moor is still fringed with deciduous damp wooded valleys, remnants of those early woodlands. The moor's unique habitat has been awarded World Heritage Site status and been named an area of outstanding natural beauty. Much of the moorland has been declared a site of special scientific interest, and it's also been identified as an important bird area as it supports a large population of breeding pairs of European stonechats, as well as a wintering population of 10,000 Eurasian golden plovers. The ruggedness of the moor, its wide skyline and spectacular panoramas, have been a source of inspiration for artists and writers for centuries. Daphne du Maurier was inspired to write Jamaica Inn in 1930 when, becoming lost in thick fog whilst horse riding on the moor, she sought refuge at the infamous inn, the haunt of smugglers and reputedly one of the most haunted places in Cornwall. The moor's wetlands, its extensive areas of sphagnum peat bog and clear streams, are the source of many of the county's principal rivers, and it was here in the 20th century that the first of a number of reservoirs was excavated to provide for our ever-increasing demand for drinking water. Situated 4 miles from Liskeard, Sibley Back Reservoir is a popular beauty spot managed by the South West Lakes Trust, the region's largest combined environmental and recreational charity. Sibley Back Lake Country Park offers a wide range of activities besides in or on the water, including sailing, windsurfing, kayaking, wakeboarding, cycling, archery, fishing, high ropes and segway adventures. The lake is also a walker's paradise, its level 3-mile trail around the lake linking with a number of footpaths.
Well, Sibley Back Lake, before it was a lake, was a farm. In fact, in the middle of the lake today was standing a farmhouse up until 1967, surrounded by arable farmland.
Philip Head, director of Sibley Back Segway Adventure.
Recently, one of my Segway customers was a gentleman who used to drive the tractor down the left-hand side of the dam with another tractor on the right-hand side. The tractors being joined by chains to which were affixed the tools for dredging the lake. And he was telling me of how he would drive down and layer by layer they were dredging the lake away. A Segway is a self-propelling, two-wheeled personal transporter. Unlike a bicycle with one wheel behind the other, the two wheels are side by side and it self-balances using a gyroscopic mechanism which I don't really understand. The person stands on the Segway upright and stays still. But when that person leans forward, the Segway moves forward. When the passenger leans backward, it moves backward. When you bend the left knee and bring your body weight across to the left, it turns left, and similarly to the right-hand side.
How do you turn it?
Well, we won't tell you that. We'll show you how to do that.
Okay,
so you put your hands on the bar, please. One foot up on the foot plate. Now look up. And bring the second foot. A Segway tour comprises familiarisation and training, which takes no more than about 15 minutes. The training is encouraging steering on a wiggly rope, spatial awareness by going between cones, and then rough roading by going over some preset ramps. And then we go around the lake, around the 3.5-mile track. But on the way around, we stop off in two different woodland areas, where we have 4 separate off-road woodland trails, which includes in and out of the forests, up and down the woodland trails, up and down ditches for people who want to do that sort of thing. But for the less adventurous, they can just stay on the path or simply stay on the flat areas in and out of the forests.
Would you like to go by yourself?
Sibley Back Lakes Fishery is amongst the best in the West, the natural free wilderness site offering an inexpensive day out in beautiful countryside. Fly fishing is the rule, and the lake is regularly stocked with rainbow trout of up to 8 pounds, and there's a fleet of 6 angling boats as well as a wheelie boat for less able anglers and wheelchair users, which should be booked 48 hours in advance.
We are a trout master's lake. We've got rainbow trout regularly stocked here, so it's really good for fly fishing.
Nick Craker, outdoor and active instructor.
We've got a lot of different water activities available at Sibley Back, the sailing, the windsurfing, the kayaking, and it's really grown a lot in the last even 5 years. It's really taken off, it's becoming a lot more popular. People are aware that, you know, Sibley Back has got all these things on offer. It all started from just a little sailing club run by locals. The dam was built in 1969, so from the 70s to where we are now, a huge amount of development has taken place. I learned to sail here probably about 10 years ago when I first came here, and I became an instructor, and then I've worked here for 5 years now, mostly teaching sailing. We've got laser picos, RS Fevers, RS Visions. We do have one keel boat, which is called a Draskum, and that's really good for disabled groups because it's really stable. We've got a hoist that we can hoist people out of a wheelchair into the boat, so that, you know, access for all, really. Everybody can go sailing regardless of their abilities. The Echo Centre in Liscard, we're up here regularly in the summer doing a sort of summer sailing series, where they can get, you know, everybody on the water, which is always good fun. Probably about 40 different schools and colleges in the region that come to Sibley Back. Some will just come to do one activity, such as wakeboarding, and then others will come to do sort of a whole range of different multi-activities, which is hugely popular throughout the summer months. Got a cable wake park here, which isn't new last year. We have people coming from all over the country just to ride on the cable here. We've had people from Guernsey coming over, and we've had people from London and Sheffield, all over the United Kingdom, just to come and ride this cable.
Wakeboarding is one of the fastest growing sports in the UK, and Sibley Back Lake Outdoor and Activity Centre has the first cable system in Devon and Cornwall and the only clockwise cable wakeboarding system in the UK.
Hi, I'm Jason Whitehead. I'm the Senior Instructor and Wake Park Manager down here at Southwest Wakeboarding. Basically, it's a crossover from all the different types of water sports. The easiest way to describe it is it's like snowboarding, but on the water. We start off from 8 years old, and there's no age limit as far as how old you need to be. 8 years old, basically, we do a Sunday morning session for 8 to 15-year-olds, which is called our Grommet Club. We've got fully qualified instructors that can go on the Cutting Edge Scheme, which is part of the British Water Ski Affiliation that we've got. Did actually have had a 63-year-old come over from London, and we taught him how to rayleigh. That was about 2 months ago. So, yeah, it's open to everyone, really. Basically, we're the only cable in the southwest, so Cornwall, Devon, Somerset. The nearest one to us is about 3.5 hours away. The advantage that we've got is it's the UK's only clockwise cable, so all of the other ones run anti-clockwise. So it just opens up to beginners and pro riders trying to develop their skills.
And what sort of speed does it go at?
We generally run the cable at 29 kilometres an hour, so it's quite similar to wakeboarding behind a boat. You do find it a little bit easier on the cable because you're being pulled from a height, so it's a lot easier to learn on the cable.
You start off on a kneeboard, which is how everybody learns to wakeboard behind a cable on a kneeboard, which makes it a lot easier. When people can do 3 laps on the kneeboard, we're happy for them to then take out a wakeboard where you're standing up.
3, 2, 1. Got all the obstacles obviously down in the lake, which are quite good fun. We've got obviously various kickers and sliders. It's quite similar to snowboarding, with the aspect that you put your feet into the bindings and the bindings are attached to the board. So it's quite a good crossover with like snowboarders. Balance on the board is again the crossover from kite surfers, surfing, skateboarding. We do stipulate that you need to be able to swim a minimum of 50 metres unaided, but you're provided with all the equipment. The board floats. You've got a buoyancy aid on that floats, obviously, as long as you're comfortable in the water. A I think the like the fun box that we've got in the lake is a really good obstacle because you've got various entry points to it, and you can do like your transfers. You've got the A-frame aspects of it as well. So yeah, it's pushing the boundaries really.
In addition to Sibley Back's water sports and Segway adventures, a wide range of group activities suitable for schools, corporates and birthday parties is also available, including high ropes, archery and raft building. Chief Instructor Paul McGee.
So we've got the barrels and then we've got the logs, and we give them a scenario of how to actually build one, and then before the raft actually goes onto the water, we go along, give it a little health and safety test to make sure that it's seaworthy, show them whereabouts they've gone wrong, then we get out in the water as soon as possible.
And when the time comes for refreshments, the Sibley Back Cafe, with glorious views over the water, provides a tempting retreat for light lunches, pasties and delicious cakes. Philip Head, Director of Sibley Back Segway Adventure.
So wonderful to see people on the water enjoying themselves. It's especially wonderful to see groups of children, perhaps school parties or Cubs or Scout parties, everybody enjoying themselves and utilising the water for family fun. It's a wonderful place to be.
The Sibley Back Lake Country Park podcast is a South East Cornwall Tourism Association production. It was written and narrated by Emlyn Glamour-Harris and produced by Dead Interesting Productions.